Educate and Rejuvenate the podcast, the show that helps you teach and live well. I'm Kelsey Sorensen, a former classroom teacher, current homeschool mom, and a proud Teacher Goals author. I'm on a mission to help educators of all kinds not just survive, but thrive. Are you ready to educate and rejuvenate? Let's go.
All right. Hello, everybody. I am here with the amazing Trisha. We're jumping right into today's episode. So thrilled to have you here, Trisha. Trisha is not only an incredible presenter at our event, but she is a Teacher Goals author, and she wrote the book Peter O'Meter, and we are so thrilled to talk about that today. And also, fun little extra, she also designed the cover of my book, Educate and Rejuvenate, because she's just that incredible of a designer too, just multi-talented in all the ways.
That's so nice. Thank you.
Would you like to introduce yourself to our viewers and listeners today?
Absolutely. So I'm Trisha Fugelstad. I have been an art teacher, elementary art teacher, for 28 years and left the classroom recently and started some other fun projects like children's books and book designing and other kinds of creative avenues for things I've always dreamed of doing, actually.
I love that. And I love that you're like, oh, I always dreamed of doing this. And now I'm just making it happen, right? And that's such a great example of what I always love to share with our Educate and Rejuvenate Club members and our community, that, like, you know, sometimes our brain tells us I can't do something. But what if we just ask ourselves, what if we could? What if I could do that? And you did that. I love it, Trisha.
I feel very lucky, actually. Like, I stumbled into my dream. I wanted it for years and years. But it was laid on my lap, and then I had to accept it. It was so beautiful, actually.
Can you tell us a little bit? That wasn't on our plan, but I want to hear about how you stumbled into it and how it was, like, laid in your lap. Tell us about that.
Okay, so Teacher Goals was a brand new publishing company at the time that I was connected to it, and they had a contract with Quiver Vision, which meant that that's an augmented reality app company that does this really unique thing for children, and where they create coloring pages that come to life and are educational. So Teacher Goals had this contract with them, and so they were actually looking to make augmented reality books, which I had been really into augmented reality since years before that, playing with it, doing it with my students, you know, exploring how we can make art and then make art move and then connect it with augmented reality and just have this magical experience. And so when I learned that such a thing was going to be supported by a publisher, I was like, excuse me, that's me. You're looking for me. And I'm like, who else wants to do this but me? This is like everything. And then I'm like, okay, well, I have to come up with a story now. So I did a book pitch for them. And as I was telling them my story, which is for the Snow Flurry Fairy, a story that, you know, had brewing inside of me for like over 20 years, they said, that's great. What about those robots on the wall behind you? And I don't know if you can see, but like I'm in a robot room. And so like all of my robot paintings are on display. And so this was a Zoom call and they were noticing my robots. And I'm like, oh, those are my emotional robots. And I put them in a little Shutterfly book. And I'm like, well, I made those for my students to talk about emotions. And we also animate them and we, you know, work on the facial expression and the color and connect it all to emotion. And they're like, oh, I bet there's a story there. I'm like, oh, you're asking me to write a new story that I've never even thought of. Okay. And then set that up with augmented reality. And so 2 weeks later, I had a story, Peter O'Meter, and that started the journey of an augmented reality book.
I love that so much. I love that. Wait, but what about those robots? Those look really interesting. And I love your robots. Like that book, like Peter O'Meter, it's just incredible. My kids love it. My son is named Peter, so he loves it extra because he's like, it's me, you know.
It is him. It is written for him. So
I know the author. She wrote it for you. So quick side note, everybody, I see there are the numbers climbing. I see 168 of you in here live with us currently. I would love for you to pop in the chat and let us know. For one, let us know if you have any questions for Trisha, which those might come up as we get talking. Hello. Aziza, is that how you say your name? How are you? I'm so glad that you're here. Make sure to comment in the chat. And again, we give away a Starbucks gift card to somebody who engages with us in the chat on each of these Summer Sips podcast series. Feel free to share what you're sipping today. I've got my Bloom Sparkling Energy. Any of you tried these drinks? They are so good. You got your water there? Is that water?
That's my coffee.
Oh, good. Your coffee. Love it. We've got to have... What were you saying?
It's spill proof because I will spill all over my technology. Yes.
So smart to put your coffee in the water bottle for a podcast. I love it. Shannon's got her unsweet tea. I think you had that last time too, didn't you? Okay, Julie, she's in here from West Tennessee. Fast is here. Shannon's here. I love it. Thank you. Thank you for joining us in the chat. Julie's got her H2O. Always good to get that water in. Lori says hello. Thank you for popping in the chat. It's always good to know we're here with you all. That's what I love about this podcast. In the last couple of episodes, we really got into the episode not only being the questions I prepared for the presenter, but we really got into some great questions in the chat. And I bet Trisha is up for that too. So if you have any questions and you're here live, this is your opportunity. So make sure that you ask if you're like, what is augmented reality? Because I know we have a range of people in our community, as far as like some are like very comfortable with tech, love it, using it all the time already. And then we have other people who are just like, I am so overwhelmed. Like, I don't even know how to open an app or whatever, anywhere in between. Right. So doesn't matter where you're at. We are here for you. The other great thing about your book too, is that even if you don't use the augmented reality part, it's still like what a lot of what we're talking about today is the emotions and the, that are in the book too. So you can use that book in so many different ways. Like one book in like how many lessons do you have for it? Like a million?
Like a million. Yeah. I think about the book being like viewed in three different ways at least. So like you can just turn the pages and read it. It has like built-in interactivity. You know that, I don't know, like, I remember a long time ago reading a book, it was Grover from Sesame Street, and he said, there's a monster at the end of the book, don't turn the page.
Oh, yes.
And so
I loved that book growing up.
Yeah, so he was breaking the was it called the third wall?
The fourth wall.
Fourth wall, okay.
Fourth wall, yeah.
One of those walls. And so he was talking straight to us, the reader. And yeah. That really struck me. I remember thinking, he knows I'm turning that page. And I'm feeling his feelings with him, his anxiety about the monster at the end of the book. And the whole time he's talking right to us instead of telling us a different kind of story. And so the book has that kind of interactivity. You know, you're hearing his story and then Peter turns to you for advice. And so at those moments, that's interactive, whether it's a paper book or augmented reality or anything. So there's that. And then there's going through the book and having a treasure hunt of augmented reality and watching the pages come to life, which happened like at least over 30 times in the book. And then if you download the activity packet, which is over 50 pages long, it's full of ideas. And that could turn into like a whole lesson with your students. You can go through and try to pull out the different aspects of the story and turn it into a science, technology, engineering, art, math, and social emotional learning experience. Like do a whole unit with this book as inspiration. And I spell that all out on the Teacher Goals website where all my resources are. I have a blog post about how to turn it into a STEAM station event. And then there's the when I'm offering through your conference, I'm going to do an animated read aloud. And so
I'm
that experience
so thrilled
is
for that.
So the animated read aloud is pretty much just watching what would have what you would have viewed through augmented reality. You're watching that come to life, plus some extras that I'm adding in. Plus, I kind of have a quiz at the end and, you know, just the things that make this book so special. And you get to see it together with an audience and interact with me as I read.
Yeah, and the great thing about that, where you say, I wish the augmented reality was more affordable. Again, if you come to the event, it's $5, and you get to have that like interactive piece all together where we're going through the book. It's going to be so great. Do you have anything to share on that? Is it not?
It's, I don't understand. It's free. You know, once you buy the book, it's free. So like, you don't have to pay for a subscription or anything. It's because they have this, QuiverVision has paid things with QuiverVision, but we got a, you know, had a contract with QuiverVision to offer all the augmented reality as built into the book, and it's supported by QuiverVision, but it's completely free to access once you have the book.
Oh, perfect. See, there you go. See, all these things people don't know. I didn't, well, I was pretty sure. It was like, I swear, because I didn't fully do it, but I did start like downloading it and everything. And I'm like, I need to actually dive into it more, Trisha. I don't know why I haven't, but I just like love the book. And I love that they have that contract through Teacher Goals. So again, all you need to purchase is the book, which is super affordable. It's just like any book that you'd purchase on Amazon, right? You can go grab the book.
This is $14.
$14. $14. Purchase.
Yeah, for the paperback.
$14.
Yeah. And the augmented reality, all of it is free. And the activity packet has a ton of augmented reality. You could print it all out. It's free. And, you know, there's even more. Like, there's a robot coloring book that I also made to supplement the story. And it has some augmented reality in it. So it has like pages and scenes from the story that kids could color and reflect on. And some drawing it like shows you step by step how to draw the robots, you know, like the characters in the book.
You can grab your copy. I have people in the comments saying they want a copy. You can grab it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, like any of those websites. Just type in Peter O'Meter. And again, I think we might have, it depends on your platform. I believe we have the link on some of the platforms for you to just click on. But again, just anywhere you go to purchase your books online, you can find it. Shannon says she loves the book. Elena loves seeing us on your screen. Hello, Elena. We love seeing you. Elena is over at Teacher Goals. We love Elena.
Oh, yay. Elena helped make this book happen.
She helped both of our books happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the, well, I don't exactly, COO is her title. What does that stand for?
I think it's Chief Operating Officer. She's she's making things happen over there at Teacher Goals.
She's the boss lady. Yeah.
The boss lady. Yes. She's amazing to work with too. I love Teacher Goals. I love that we have partnered together to do this podcast series, to bring Teacher Goals authors to do these live sessions during the event, because like they're just going to add so much to the experience. Like, it's going to be such a great time. Margaret is here from South Carolina, teaching second grade. Love it. I love seeing you all here engaging with us in the chat. Yes, enjoy some needed time off. Yes, we all want to enjoy our summer, right? But we want to also reset, rejuvenate, and then make sure that we don't repeat one thing I was talking about recently on social media. A lot of us, we might be like, I want to forget all about teaching over the summer and just wait until I go back. But actually, if you find some time to come to the event and learn some exciting things like this augmented reality and new things that actually get you excited for the coming school year, because we don't want to just live for the 2 months that we have off during the summer. We want to enjoy teaching, remember why we went into this profession in the first place, and grab some new ideas and then also some strategies to help us not burn out and to create a sustainable career. And that's what Educate and Rejuvenate is all about. It's all about being able to do both, not having to choose. So that is why we are doing this Educate and Rejuvenate event and why we brought Trisha to be one of our incredible Teacher Goals authors during the event. We haven't even gotten into our list of questions yet because everybody's so engaged.
Did we get to this yet?
No, we didn't, but feel free to share it. We're just like,
well, what you just said just reminded me, like,
yeah,
when I'm rejuvenating, I'm really, you know, this is what helps me to create.
Yeah. You're such a creator too, Trisha. I just love your creativity. And I love Peter O'Meter. And I hope, is there going to be another Peter O'Meter book? I'm like crossing my fingers. Like
I do have plans for doing side stories for some of the kids.
Yes. Oh, that would be so fun. So fun. My kids.
But I also have that original idea, the Snowberry Fairy.
I know, and I would love that. I will love anything you come out with, Trisha. Let's be real. But yes, any of you, if you would like, we're getting a little bit ahead, but we do have this going on, this fun little movement we're doing. I Educate Anne that is reminding you that you can, you teach, we love teaching, and we love doing all the other things too. Like I Educate Anne, do yoga, or I Educate Anne, listen to Taylor Swift. Trisha likes to educate and create, right? So if you comment, even right now, if you're on an Educate and Rejuvenate platform, and you comment, I Educate And, it'll send you the link for this sign. If you're on a Teacher Goals platform, just go to like my Instagram. There's a on at Educate and Rejuvenate, and then comment on the top one. It'll send you the sign and you can post it just so we can show that we are whole humans inside and outside of teaching. We all have our passions. Trisha has hers with her creating and the Peter O'Meter book, Augmented Reality, all those amazing things that she's making happen over there. Okay, so let's get to, we have got a few more questions. Then we'll get into our list of questions, depending on how many we have here. What ages is the book aimed at? Jody wants to know.
So I would say between like 4 and 8, 10. You know, I've done read alouds with kindergarten all the way up to fifth grade. And I'm hearing that the sweet spot seems to be around 8 years old, 7 years old, something like that. But the kindergartners are loving the characters. The augmented reality is fascinating for everybody. And remember that part's free. That when I have my students in my classroom, I had a class set of iPads that I could actually, I worked on, you know, grant writing and getting a class set of iPads because I was using them so much. But we set up the app on the iPads, and then anytime we had augmented reality, we just pull out the iPads and then explore it. It's such a quick thing. It sees it right away. You don't have to do any logins or anything. And that piece of like being able to pull in the augmented reality was fascinating to the kids, and then I had their attention right away. So that's kind of how we started with augmented reality. I was using it as a hook. I would take a book, like I have one, like I would want to do a project that maybe had a cat in it. So I'd be like, hey, you know this famous cat? And then
I love it.
And then I animated the cover because and then when I would introduce the story, I showed them through augmented reality what could happen to this book cover, and it came to life and it moved. He tips his hat and then like he comes in off the screen, so it's empty at first, then he tips his hat, and then the kids are just wowed. But the cool thing about augmented reality is I could give them this. This is a different app. It's not Quiver Vision. This is iJack app. But if I gave them this QR code, then they could scan their book at home and make their book that they already have on their bookshelf come to life with augmented reality. And when we started to like put that together, when we started to see that like, they actually own that book. All I have to do is give them this, and then they could go home and have an augmented reality experience because it's free. All they had was an app on an iPad, no logins required or anything. Then it started to get us really motivated to figure out what else can we do.
Yeah, and I bet it got them excited about reading too. Like,
really?
I mean, this is such a win-win, isn't it? Like, oh, I love it.
So I love to make art projects that tie to a children's book. So we read the book, get inspired, and then sometimes our art projects were about diving into the book and recreating a scene from the book, or just pulling out some concepts and creating. But then when I started with the augmented reality, they were like, can we make that too? And so I took my students through all of the steps for making a robot, for example. Like, we played with robots a lot in fifth grade. And so,
I love those robots.
Would make robots, and then we'd make the robots move. So these are actually, if you had the book, you would see that these are inspirations for Peter Meter's dad, oh, mom and dad.
Yeah.
And
they're so cute. I just love them.
It's Doodad and Aluminum. Doodad and Aluminum. And so, they also animate. So like I would make a robot painting, and then I would figure out how, you know, it's really fun to animate a robot because things could spin, things could blink, like gadgets, and like this could move, this can zigzag, and you know, a heart might beat, you know, it's just like simple little things can go through small changes, and then you just set them all up so that they all kind of happen all at once in your animation. So I thought about, like, how do I teach this to my students, because they were begging to learn how. So these were actually created by fifth graders, and these actually inspired two of my characters in my book. This one became Magnetic, and this one became Ionization. And you can see at the end of my book, I give credit to my students that helped inspire some of the characters.
Oh, I missed that. I love that. I bet they were so thrilled.
Oh, yeah. So each one of them got a copy of the book, and I, you know, had them know, they knew about it before the book came out so they could be excited with their families. But when you scan this with augmented reality, all of them show their animation, so you could see how they are originally animated and drawn, and then the ones that I created based on it, and how they're animated and drawn. So each robot has an animation in itself. There's so much going on in the story.
So much going on. Like, I feel like there are so many layers to Peter O'Meter, like probably more than any picture book out there. Like, there's just like,
I was really excited about this story. So like in the activity packet, there's these Meet the Robot pages. And so I turned this one into a coloring page also, but it has like some fun facts about because there's a backstory to every robot. And then there's discussion questions. But did you notice the QR code? So when you scan that QR code, it's for QuiverVision. It comes to life in color and animates. So you can see all of the things that were unique about this particular robot. And I have it for each of the robots in the activity packet. And it's all just part of the free resources that you can get. So, and when you print it black and white, it scans full color. So you can see it full color in animation.
You can see it full color, but not have to use all your color ink. So win-win.
I know.
Teresa says, what is the free app you used? Is she referring to QuiverVision or maybe one you mentioned before?
Well, I could tell you both. So the book is connected with QuiverVision. Uh-huh. And the free app I use where I can build my own augmented reality is called iJack app. So EYEJACK app, and there's an education version.
Amazing. So cool. Okay. So hopefully that should have answered your question, Teresa. I love, everybody's so excited about this. Love this concept. I love this. Shannon says, amazing. Jessica's glad she jumped on today. I've never heard of augmented reality. And I hadn't before Trisha either. Like, I feel like so many of us are learning it from you, Trisha, about this augmented reality and how cool that it is. And again, you're going to learn even more about, so grab your copy of Peter and Meter, like today, it's $14.99, $15, whatever, for the paperback, or I believe there's a hardcover too, because I have a hardcover. Yeah.
Right.
So you can grab paperback or hardcover. I grab hardcover because my children can be hard on their books, but you can grab either one and then you can dive into the augmented reality. And then when you join us at Educate and Rejuvenate Summer 2025, which is what you see on your screen here, it says educateandrejuvenate.com/summer2025. Trisha is doing her read aloud with us, where who better to learn about how to use this book and to, like, can you tell a little bit more about what you're going to do at the event with the book during that time that you're with us?
Sure. So every page of the book is animated in some way. So what we're going to see is the fully animated version of the story. But it's unlike anything you can see anywhere else because, you know, the only way you can access the animations is through augmented reality, which is something you hover over with your device, you scan it, and then you can see glimpses of the augmented reality. But when I do my full and animated version, you're going to see what every page looks like and in full animation as I read the story. And there's an interactive piece because I didn't really explain, but Peter's a robot that has a newly upgraded emotion panel that he doesn't really know how to use. Too.
We haven't even gotten into our main topic for today.
So here he is. He got this upgrade. He doesn't quite understand like what button to press on his panel for each situation. So he's going through life, he goes to school, he's interacting with the other robots, he's going through his day, and he gets into these situations. And he turns to the audience, he turns to the reader and says, here I am, you know, I need your advice. So as the reader, you look at the scene, you think about what he's experiencing, what he might be feeling. You look at his face, you look at the expression that he's, you know, wearing, the things that are happening to his body, and you make a guess about what button he should press out of the six emotions on his panel, and you send his advice. You send your advice to him. And if you're doing it through the app, he shows up, you press a button, you give your advice, he calculates it and analyzes it, and then he makes his own choice. We don't tell him, you know, we don't control him, but we can empathize with him, we can evaluate his situation, we can identify emotions as the reader, and then make an, you know, give him a piece of advice. But it's no right or wrong because your interpretation is unique to you and your experiences. So when I'm doing this with in a read aloud situation, I need your participation. I need you to send advice. So you can send me in the chat, you know, what the advice is that I should share with Peter, and then I'll send it along. And then we turn the page and we find out what he chose based on all of the inputs. And we go through the story. And when we are done with the story, you will also get some insights into the animations and what some of the other meanings of and inspiration, some of the art. As an art teacher, I, of course, did not just connect this to nothing. You know, have art connections involved. There's a art movement called retrofuturism. I almost forgot. So retrofuturism, and it's really an interesting thing that was happening in the 1950s, where people were imagining the future, but it had so much 1950s in it, you know, so it was like the 1950s version of the future. And you would recognize it if you saw like the Jetsons cartoons. That was all retro futurism as well. So that was my art inspiration behind the illustrations. I tried to keep it kind of retro futuristic. And then I put in little elements that showed that it was kind of like old fashioned and futuristic at the same time.
I love that. And I feel like that really comes through too. Like just when you're looking, I don't know, it's so unique, the style. I love it so much. So you've blended, like we've talked about how you blended the tech with the art that you create and the style. And then also there is, we kind of started talking about the emotions. So not only can our students learn about tech and augmented reality, but it's a great book for social emotional learning as well, and identifying emotions and processing emotions and understanding emotions. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So when I was working on the robots, the six robots originally, the emotional robots, as an art teacher, I'm thinking, okay, how do artists show emotion in their work? You know, this book, you could see the six robots. And they're connected to color, and then they have facial expression. And so when I was doing this, I was thinking, as an art teacher, this would be really helpful. You know, we're doing color monochromatic paintings, we're thinking about how do you express through emotion or the express emotion through the face. We're looking at other artists' work that does that, like Rembrandt did many studies of emotions, and he did sketches of faces, so we'd go back and look at his sketches. And even though the subject matter is, you know, robots, we are still expressing ourselves through these robots. And actually, it kind of gives you permission to be as honest as you want, because it's an inanimate object and you're not necessarily sharing your own emotions. You just happen to want to share about frustration or something, you know, just whatever your emotion is. So it's more, it's easier and less intimidating to share your emotions through something like a robot. And then here's the cool part. Because they're robots, they're really easy to come up with ideas for how to animate them. So that's how it turned into a digital experience for my students. Yeah. And then we evolved into augmented reality based on, hold it, we did this cool painting, then we did this cool animation, but now when I hang the art in the hallway, nobody sees the animation. They'd have to go to like my website to see the animation. And so there's this huge disconnect. What can we do to connect it? And that's where augmented reality came in. We weren't doing augmented reality just because it was cool. We were doing it because it made the most sense for showcasing.
Brought it to life. Yeah.
Because we already did these two pieces of art. We did a you know, physical piece of art, and we did a digital piece of art. Now we want them to be showcased together, and augmented reality did that.
So what did you do when you hung it up? Did you put like the QR code with it?
Yes.
Like when you hung it up in the hallway so people could just like.
Yes.
That's amazing. I love that.
Yes. And so I'd take the kids out into the hallway with our iPads, and we would just, you know, have an augmented reality gallery experience where we could go see so everybody's fun. Art and watch it animate. And that was amazing. And then we did it with like every student, not just the ones who made the art. We just like go on an exploration and do it in first grade, kindergarten, second grade, whatever, and view fifth grade work on the walls.
And see, I loved doing things like that with just regular art. Like when I was in the classroom, I didn't do any augmented reality, but like just, you know, having that gallery experience, so you get to show off your work and feel proud of it. And I feel like when you have the augmented reality piece, that just adds to it. It makes it so exciting and even more exciting for the kids going through who maybe didn't actually create their own, but they get to be inspired by this cool new thing that their fellow students, their classmates have done, even in a different grade level, right? Like, Absolutely. Oh, maybe I could learn this too. I could do this too. So cool.
So you were asking about more of the things that you can do with social emotional learning and this book. So like in that activity packet, I have all these different resources. Like there's just one example. It's a color wheel, and it connects the color to the emotion. So if you scan this, each one of those circles comes to life with augmented reality, and you can see the expression in Peter Meter that matches the color, and it also like gives a hint as to what that emotion is. So if you're going to have to teach a color wheel project, wouldn't this be the fun way to teach it? Watch your color wheel come to life and connect it with augmented reality. There's a part of the book, and I did this on purpose because this happened as a teacher all the time for me, where the kids are coming in from recess, and they're just, you know, in reality, what happened is if I had whatever class I had after recess, I always needed time to calm down because they came in full of emotion.
100%. Like, you can't expect kids to, like, switch gears and, like, just at the ring of a bell, right?
Absolutely, the ring of the bell. So that scene actually happens in the book. The bell rings, and all of a sudden they have to go in. And so they're trying to figure out, okay, now how do we calm down and get ready to learn? So there are six ways that Peter likes to unwind, six ways to unwind. And so this is made into a poster. You can print it out from my activity packet, or you can actually get it made into a poster on Redbubble. And there's a link to that in the Teacher Goals resource area. And so this, if you scan it, it has really soothing music, and you can see what the six things are that Peter does, like yoga and reading and playing the guitar and creating and petting his cat. His cat's name is Megabytes.
Yeah, and all those things are so emotionally regulating. I mean, as a life coach, I'm like, yes, amen to all of that. Please, let's get our students doing that.
And this would look really nice and be a fun way to have, like, a calm down corner in your classroom where kids could just have that iPad and just, you know, engage with Peter and see what he does to calm down and get some ideas.
All of these resources are included when they purchase a copy of your book. Now, depending on your platform, I just put the link in the comments so you can grab a copy of Peter-O-Meter. I know it doesn't go out to every platform. So if it didn't go out to your platform, just go to Amazon or Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Target online. You can grab a copy of Peter-O-Meter. And this is what I love about, I mean, every Teacher Goals book, like all of us authors and Teacher Goals as a whole, their whole thing is that when you're buying a book, you're not just buying a book. Like, yes, you're getting a book, but you're getting a full experience. All of us authors, we include so many things. Like with mine, I have a whole module they unlock in my app and a PDF workbook and all of these things. And yours is the same. You've got like all these things you've been showing. It's like you buy the book, you're getting all of that. So, and that's what I love about Teacher Goals is all of their books, they're a full experience. Like, you know, for example, Malia Hollowell's like The Science of Reading in Action. She's got a million things in there and all the books, like definitely check them out because and we're going to be featuring so many Teacher Goals authors during the event and through this podcast series. So make sure, again, to go to teachergoals.com, too, because you'll see all the different books they've got there. So just had to plug that because whenever I hear any of our authors, like our Teacher Goals fam community, like everything they include with their book, it's just like mind-blowing to me, like all the things that you get.
I know. I mean, there's like, you know, I'm on the end where I see what these authors are doing and the resources, and there's so much thought and care put into their book, and they're teachers and they understand that this is something that you're going to want to implement. So plus, like, I in the classroom, I was always like using a book to start things for my students. And so I just kept on going. And so my list of resources is crazy long. For example, I have a stop motion animation kit.
Oh,
so like cute. So like you could cut out these little faces and change the emotions on Peter's face.
Oh, and love it.
And then I have instructions for how you can make it look like his buttons were pressed and a different emotion shows up for each button. And so this is something that could be printed out and you can learn how to do stop motion animation with your students and have this really fun interactivity at the same time, reinforcing the ideas of social emotional learning and yes. facial expression and identifying emotion.
And what I love that you shared too is that it's really a low pressure way to get into that identifying emotions, because like you said, they're not starting doing it for themselves. They're doing it for this robot. But as they're giving this robot advice, they're able to say like, oh, this is what frustration feels like, or what anger feels like, or what sadness feels like. And that gets them into their body and noticing what it feels like. And it's so important as children to build those skills, because it's when a lot of us, especially when we were growing up, I do feel like it's getting better, but a lot of us didn't get that social emotional learning. And so we learn to suppress our emotions and not pay attention to them and just push through them. And that's why so many of us teachers are burning out. So if we can teach these kids to identify emotions and do it in a low pressure way, using these robots to begin with, and then maybe bringing in some other things like doing some meditations with them, or, you know, doing some more social emotional learning in your classroom, it can just be so powerful and a way to help those kids maybe be better off than a lot of us were by the time we got to be grown-ups. We're now having to learn it as grown-ups. That's a lot of what I'm doing with my work is, again, we got to do the social emotional learning ourselves, and then it we can implement it with the kids as well.
I in the packet, I like have some discussion games, like a die that you can roll, and then, you know, some prompting questions for group mm-hmm. discussion. So like you read the story and then you set up an area in your classroom where the kids could do different stations. And at one station, they're having social emotional learning discussions. Or another station, they're trying to draw an emotional robot. Another station, they're reflecting on ways that they would do self-regulation when they're coming in from recess, and what do they need to do to get ready to learn. There's also a piece in the book where they the robots get together and hold hands in a circle. And I thought this was a really good time to talk about circuits.
Yes, and I love that. I'm glad we touched on that because I loved that one too.
So like I created a little template in the packet that you could download and teach your students a paper circuit lesson where you just add the battery, get a little, these are so cheap, this LED light bulb. And then you just need a roll of copper tape, or one teacher said that she just used, what is it called? Tinfoil. She just used tinfoil and glued it down. And
we can be scrappy as teachers. We figure things out.
Tinfoil. And so this lights up when you follow the directions, and all you have to do is print the template and get the little, and the kids could understand the concept. So they didn't create it, but once you've understood it, then maybe you can create it and go on from there. So a lot of what I have in the activity packet is a really good starting place for if you want to go further with kids, like have them create something based on it on their own. They pretty much hand it all to you to get started. Yeah.
You've just got, you have so many options. You could easily get overwhelmed by all of them, but it's just like, pick what works for you. Pick one activity you're going to do with Peter and Peter, and then the next one, because Trisha is just giving you everything. It's amazing.
There's a page in the book that has this in it. Oh, and that's actually, that's Peter's emotion panel, and it's set up with augmented reality. So this, you're seeing a sticker. So the sticker mm-hmm. can come to life, but this is a piece of paper that you can print, and then you can turn it into a charade game with, like, you could put it on a box, you know, stick your head through the box, pretend you're a robot. And then I like give instructions for how you can turn this into a game where kids are going to press a button and then you try to show with your face that emotion. And so again, we're talking about identifying emotions, what happens with body language. And so I think that the more this becomes normal, the more that you use this vocabulary, the more that kids practice identifying emotions and showing it, even in this playful way, it's all normalizing talking about emotions. And
100%, like, and that's what we want to do. We want our kids to be able to talk about emotions, to be able to feel them, to be able to not feel shame about so-called negative emotions. It's really what we do with them, right? And it's when we're trying to push down that anger or that frustration that comes out in less healthy ways, when we are able to acknowledge it, make, oh, I'm feeling frustrated right now, or I'm feeling angry. Like, when we actually do that, like, oh, we maybe don't explode like when we're trying to push that away. So there's nothing wrong with any emotion. And that's really in the book, like with the emotion panel and that tuning into those emotions and what are they? I love it so much. And we're getting some great comments. For one, Margaret has Peter O'Meter in her cart. I encourage all of you to do so and to check out with it, because it is an amazing book. And right now, like, it looks like it's on sale right now. So grab it. Grab it. Ooh, while it's still on
that's
sale.
Awesome.
It's only $14. Grab it.
Oh,
seriously.
So if you do end up buying Peter O'Meter, if you post something on social media about it and you tag me, then I can send you an augmented reality. This is a book plate. So this is what I sign, and then you can add it to your book. So it could be signed by the author, but this also comes to life with augmented reality. Little extra.
Of course it does.
It comes to life.
I would not expect any less, Trisha.
And it digitally signs it right over my physical signature. But anyway, if you want to share and tag me after you get your book, I'd love to send that to you. That'd be wonderful.
Yes, please do. And then Charity, I love seeing all these comments. Charity says, I think I might need to get this while teaching summer school. We have a curriculum we have to use, but I can see it working well with the Understand Your Feelings lesson. Absolutely. I feel like all these resources that Trisha's bringing in with Peter O'Meter and that all of our other presenters are bringing in, I know that we all have required curriculum we have to teach, but let's face it, that never covers everything. And it's not always quite as fun as like building a circuit, like with Peter O'Meter, right? For example. And so as teachers, we always, you know, we do bring in other fun things for our students that help them learn in a more holistic way. Nothing wrong with any curriculum, but it's just no curriculum can possibly cover absolutely everything. So that's why I love that we bring in all these additional resources that help our kids, that are really fun for us to teach too. And that Trisha's done a lot of the work for you with this.
There are a couple pieces in the story that I don't think I've really emphasized enough that I think are interesting, that are valuable to teachers that work with all populations of students. There's in the illustrations, they are accessible spaces. So, you know, some of the robots don't climb stairs because they don't have legs that could work that way. So you have to roll in all your spaces. And so I was just thinking about, as I was drawing, you know, I need to accommodate these robots, but how much the world does not accommodate wheelchair users. And so I was just thinking about, if I were working with a population of students that needed accommodations for mobility, how much they would appreciate seeing this story and seeing, even at recess, everything is accommodating to the how they get on and off. I had to think it all through. Like, I don't want any robot not to be able to play, right? So also as a math experiment in, or like as a math activity in the packet, I included something about a robot who needed a special schedule based on her her energy limiting situation. She has a battery that doesn't hold a charge very long. And so that means she needs to be hardwired, like plugged into an outlet for certain amounts of time. And how do you accommodate and still include people that have these special circumstances or special needs, right? And I turned it into a math problem. So you actually have to think through what her life looks like. Like, how do you organize your life when you have a limit to energy, which is something that there are many, many people who are having, you know, issues in their life where they have to manage how they spend their energy. And I just thought, it's so easy to do this with a robot with a battery, right? We're not like, we're not, I mean, this is a real thing that you can, your battery life, you know, fades. It's totally a wonderful time to discuss how there are people that we need to make accommodations for in life and how can we help them and keep them included and still have fun. And so there's a really nice solution in the story where the other robots find a way to help her play.
I love that. And you've really just thought of everything with this book, because like inclusivity is so important, like making sure all of our kids feel included no matter what. And so I love that you have included that aspect in Peter O'Meter, along with, like, it's incredible to me how many things you've covered in one children's book and the included activities and how many different directions you could go. Like, I feel like Peter O'Meter could be its own like year-long curriculum that you like learn different things with. Like, we have like our 30 minutes for Peter O'Meter. Like, seriously, like, I mean, it's amazing. And yes, I see some comments about TPT or Amazon. The book is on Amazon. So both Trisha and I and all the authors, so you'll see at the bottom of the screen, the educateandrejuvenate.com/summer2025. And really, some of you might be confused why that is there. The reason Trisha is here today is because she is one of our featured speakers at the Educate and Rejuvenate event. And we have partnered with the publisher who both of us work with, Teacher Goals, to bring you this event where we have a bunch of our authors, as well as other guest speakers, coming together to share things like this with you to help you in the next school year. And so we publish with Teacher Goals. So it's an actual publisher. So it's not through Teachers Pay Teachers. You will go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Target to purchase a copy of the book. So hopefully that clears that up. And also why, like at the bottom, it's like free stuff under a ticket purchase, because again, Trisha is going to be at our event. And when you purchase a ticket now through Wednesday, you are going to get our, and that's probably why it was confusing too, because it says number one on TPT. I might need to change this for future podcasts, because I can see how that is a little confusing. So when you purchase your ticket to the event, you will see the option to get the, or not the option, you just will get the free sub binder with your ticket purchase. It's only $5. So you could purchase a copy of Peter O'Meter and a ticket to the event for $20. And you'll be able to start with augmented reality and the picture book as soon as the book arrives, probably in just a few days with Amazon. And then you'll get to join us later. Well, not this month, tomorrow. Tomorrow will be this month. Next month for Educate and Rejuvenate Summer 2025. So she said Amazon says 20. So that's for the hardcover. So you have a hardcover or a paperback option.
And there's also Kindle.
There's also Kindle.
Yeah. So some teachers just buy the Kindle and have it up on the screen, and then kids could just hold up their iPads to the screen and see the augmented reality. So that's another option.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially because you'll be doing a lot of the things digitally. Kindle totally works. And also all the Teacher Goals books, as far as I'm aware, if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can read them through that as well. I know that some of you might already have that. I've had people ask me like, is that a legitimate way to read your book? And like, yes, you can totally do that as well. Okay. So, we've gone through so much about your book. It's just so amazing. Can you tell us a little bit, why did you agree to, and you've been at our event before, so why did you agree to come back and do a live session with us for our summer event?
Well, I think that reading the book to an audience is like super fun for me. I love to share it, but also I think this is an opportunity that you're not going to get any other way. The fully animated version is only with my read aloud, and I just really love sharing it that way. But also I want to hear what people are thinking and feeling, and I love the feedback I get when kids finally discover the pages coming to life. Like, just think about that. Like, the characters that you like, you love your characters when you love your book, right? But then you get this extra element to it when the characters actually come off the page and animate. There's one piece that we haven't shared at all, which is the Quivervision piece. The, so Quivervision supports the augmented reality in this book. And so I created all these animations that they're 2D animations. So like they look just like the page coming to life. Mm-hmm. But Quivervision, their thing is coloring pages that make 3D experiences. Interactive 3D experiences. So this coloring page is in the book and it's also in my activity packet and it's also a freebie that you can download just individually. This page you can color. This is the magic of what Quivervision does. And then when you scan this page, it comes to life in a 3D format. And it's interactive, and it looks the way you colored it. So if you used a purple crayon on it, the robot looks purple. And
amazing.
Then you can go through it. Like I say, it's interactive. So you have the 6 buttons on Peter's emotion panel that you can click through. And you can see the expression change. You can hear the music that goes with it. You could read or listen to me explaining what happens in his body for each of the 6 and just explore all the things about Peter and Meter and his emotions in a three-dimensional way.
It all comes together. Like, it's so amazing.
Yeah. So that was the really amazing extra added bonus of working with Quivervision. So they didn't just host my animations. They contributed and made this 3D model that's
amazing.
Way amazing. Yes. And so that's their thing. So if you're not familiar with Quivervision, they make these educational coloring pages that have augmented reality pieces that supplement the things that you're already teaching in your classroom. And they also have worked with Teacher Goals to make other augmented reality books. There's 2 other children's books right now. There's Marker Town, and there's Monsters Have Manners.
I have so fun.
Monsters Have Manners. And Monsters Have Manners has 2 coloring pages in it that come to life. And you can play games through it and learn more
so
about
fun.
Being mannerly.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So Cheryl, she has a question. She says, is the information it included in this book with the codes and Quivervision and various options for students and families to use? So if they're purchasing it as a teacher, can the students and families use it?
Yeah, anybody. It's all free. Just the code that's created for Peter and Meter has free access. So let me show you. When, you know, maybe I should just go to the home. So when you're on the Quiver app, you go to camera, my packs. So you'll get this option to have a pack of free stuff for Peter or Meter. When you click it, you don't have to buy anything. You just click launch. And then... Well, I wonder if I could do it this way. Almost. If it's red, it doesn't read it right. Whoa, let's try it again. If it's blue, this is a... Oh,
there you go. It was blue for a sec. I know, it's tricky to do it on a live. So,
like, you see it?
Look at that. I totally see it. That is so cool. Do you all see that? You have to see that. That's amazing. So fun! Can you imagine doing that in your class and the kids just like getting all excited? Like,
oh my gosh.
Or with your own children. Like, I know in my audience, we have like, we're about 75% teachers, but we do have about 25% homeschool parents too. So again, like, I am excited to dive in and do this more with my kids. And I know, Trisha, I always say that, but like, After you showing me, actually showing me that, I'm like, okay, I got to get on this, like, right exactly. away.
The only thing is, and I'll be honest, this is my first time illustrating a book, and I was overzealous. I made every page come to life. But here's the thing that I wish I did differently is when I had a two-page spread, like this is a two-page spread.
Mm-hmm.
You have a gutter in a two-page spread, and that means it's a little wonky for scanning, and it's also two pages. So the kids would have to be far enough away with their device that they could see the whole thing, which works perfectly with Kindle. Kindle is not a problem. Yeah. But with the physical piece of paper or the physical book, you're putting it on the floor, you're trying to push out the gutter, and then you can get to work. And so I'm like, oh, okay, so now I learned.
We always learn. There are things in my book that I'm like, oh, I wish I would have formatted this differently. Or like ideas I've had that I'm like, oh, like now that's in like something I talk about a lot that I wish I had in my book, like things I want to go back and add in, you know, but you know, that's where the next book comes along, right?
That's the other thing I wish I put in the book, a link to the resource page. And
most
people have that in their books, like Monsters Have Manners, at the very end, there's a page that says, you can get all your resources here. And that takes you to teacher goals. So I don't have that. And so you just have to know to go to teacher goals to find all the resources.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not hard to find once you get there.
Yeah. Totally makes sense. Yeah. You can, but you know, you all know, all of you that are here, you know that it's there. So make sure that you do that. Okay. So, wow, we are already like over an hour, Trisha, and we could just keep talking all day, I'm sure, because we both have a lot to say. Again, we both would love for you to join us at the Summer Educate and Rejuvenate Conference. Trisha is excited to be joining us again, and I created it as something to not help you only to learn amazing new strategies for teaching, such as augmented reality and social emotional learning, but also to rejuvenate yourself. We've got coaching, we start each day with a yoga practice. Again, like Trisha was saying, that's grounding not only for the students, but for us as the grownups too. Kaylee is coming again. She's loved it in past years. Yes, if you've been to the event before, share in the chat. Why should people join us at Educate and Rejuvenate Summer 2025? One reason to grab your ticket now is, again, you can get our subbinder that is normally $17.98, is the number one editable subbinder on TPT. You will get it free if you purchase your ticket now. That bonus goes away on Wednesday. So again, grab your ticket. It's only $5 to join us at Educate and Rejuvenate Summer 2025. That bonus alone is more than worth it. Trisha's session alone is more than worth it. If you attend one session at the event, it's worth the $5. And my husband is calling me. Sorry, but babe, I'm on a live. I lost my train of thought. I'm like, hopefully it wasn't an emergency. Hopefully it's fine. He'll call back if it's an emergency, right? Okay, so Trisha, let's go through. We have some final funny questions we want to go through. So what is the funniest thing a student has ever said to you? And again, I included this question because we have comedy at Educate and Rejuvenate, so we like you to laugh, right? So can you tell a funny story? And I'm going to just text my husband quick while you tell that story.
Okay, sure. Hope everything's okay. So I was meeting my kindergartners for the first time. Remember, I'm a K-5 art teacher, so I see the entire population at the elementary school. And at the beginning of the school year, I go through, like, here's the classroom, here's our rules, here's our pencil exchange. And I hold up this mug that says, good, and I say, what does this say? And then this kindergartner shouts out and says, we don't read! It's like the spokesman for kindergartner. I just love it that he shouted out, we don't read, on the very first day. And I'm like, okay, good reminder. But the things that the kids would say, that really strikes me because I quote him all the time, we don't read, just to remember that this is where we're starting with kindergarten. But I like your shoes is one of the things I hear all the time. And I finally learned what that really means. That really means compliment me on my shoes. Did you know that? I like your shoes. And then looking at my shoes thinking, why? Why do you like my shoes? My shoes are like, oh my gosh. But then they're showing me their shoe at the same time. And I'm like, oh, I get it. Okay, I like your shoes. Look at those. So anyway, that's just one idea.
That's awesome. My husband texted me that he has a flat tire. So we're probably going to have to get off here in a second. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't think he realized it was on a live podcast. I'm like, I didn't realize I was here alone with the kids. All in my life, I thought he had them. Okay. So great job, Trisha. Like, this is awkward.
Yeah. Oh, no. So let's
do? Okay. No. Well, I just want, I need to pick the Starbucks gift card winner quick. So again, let me scroll, pick a gift card winner. Okay, Shannon Wall, you are our gift card winner. So if you can email us at hello@educateandrejuvenate.com, we will make sure to get you that gift card. And my team will get that to you. And then everybody, please join us at Educate and Rejuvenate Summer 2025. We would love to have you there. It's just $5 for your ticket. And I'm going to keep this quicker than usual because I need to get my husband. But you'll see here, this is what it looks like. Come to this page. Go to educaterejuvenate.com/summer2025. Grab your ticket. You'll get to see Trisha's live reading of the book. And again, we've got so many incredible Teacher Goals authors who are going to be presenting. You'll see Lana Penley. There's Erica Terry. Look, here's Trisha right here. So again, you can come to this page if you want to learn more about who's presenting. Everyone there, you can come click on each presenter and learn more about them. So thank you so much for being here today. And we will chat soon, everybody. We'll see you at Educate Rejuvenate Summer 2025. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you loved what you heard in this episode, don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button wherever you're listening or watching. And hey, if you're ready to take this work even deeper beyond just a podcast episode, you'll love the book that I wrote with Teacher Goals. It's called Educate and Rejuvenate, a 3-step guide to revitalize your teaching, renew your spirit, and reignite your passion for life. This isn't just a book you read, it's a whole experience. With your copy, you'll also get access to a full PDF workbook and exclusive reader-only course modules in our mobile app, designed to help you not just consume the content, but actually apply it to your life, even if you only have a few minutes at a time. So if you're ready to make Educate and Rejuvenate not just something you listen to, but a lifestyle you live and a mantra you carry with you every day, grab your copy on Amazon and head to educateandrejuvenate.com/book to claim your bonuses.